Hallelujah. Well, Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, church family. Hey, it's good to see everyone. Would you stand with me this morning? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we bless you, we praise you, we give you glory and honor for this first day of 2023. Father, we are expectant of you, who is the object of our faith, for great things in this coming year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We stand before you this morning, just expectant, Lord. Hallelujah. And we just come corporately now, Lord, to just enter into your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you this morning. We praise you this morning. Mighty Lord, you're awesome and you're powerful. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah to you, Lord. We bless your name this morning. Oh, we bless your name this morning. Oh, as we enter in, Lord. Into your presence, Lord, into your glory, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. With all that's in us, Lord, we say amen, Lord. We say yes, Lord, to your will and to your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Reba Hedumoko. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, Lord. Glory, 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 Lord. Yeah, that head of the Lord, of my head. Send it off, son, that it by heart of your son. The mention of your name, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
Been through recently, you know, we're into a new year today, and we thank you, Father God, for this new year. We dedicate it to you in every way for 2023. We don't look to all of the world system, we look to the system of Jesus Christ. Amen. When we thank you, let's start off with God is good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He is so good. Oh, you've been so faithful to us, God. God is so good. Let's sing an audible praise to him. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We will sing a new song to you today. Dave and I did with a glorious hymn for the beginning of our worship. All hail the power of Jesus' name. I want you to sing it out triumphantly. Amen.
Thank you.
singing well today. You're singing real good today. Amen. We're going to make a joyful noise as we worship the Lord.
Sing a song unto the Lord, for the Lord is there and his mercy. God.
Oh, we like all of the little dance team going on.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the Holy Spirit move. You are moving in our midst, Lord. We just thank you for your goodness and your love. We thank you for Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
It's going to rain down upon us in every way. Amen.
No ear has heard, no one can know.
we need your touch again. Holy Spirit, rain down. We send on your word, Holy Spirit, rain down,
rain down,
oh, rain down.
Let's worship him. Come on.
Oh, we worship you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord, because you first loved us. We give thanks, oh God. We bless your mighty name. Oh, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Alatobia sare. Alatobia alanea sende. Our God is good.
Let the power of God fall, changing our hearts
worthy,
by the word, by the word of the Lord.
Lovely are you, O God, and the Lord is good.
Thank you for opening heaven, Father. Open heaven over your people,
Lord,
and over our church, over our lives.
Oh, we thank you for your watch,
hallelujah. Over our families,
wonderful
Lord.
Jesus, wonderful Savior, hallelujah.
We love you, Lord.
Jesus, lover of our souls.
We just need to give him thanks
thank
for all he's
you,
done.
Jesus,
let's thank
for all
him.
That you've done, oh God.
We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for your
for all you've done.
Oh, your help in our lives, oh God. Oh, thank you for saving our loved ones, oh Lord. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you thanksgiving, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Worthy, worthy, worthy are you. Thank you, Father.
We just thank you, precious, wonderful Holy Spirit, for your love for us, for all the people, oh God. I thank you, Lord, as we've given ourselves to you. We just bless this next song. That we'll be able to bless others and tell them that the Lord's favor shines upon them and his blessing, and it will all be returned. You know, in the morning, in the evening, in our coming and our going, we are going to rejoice in the Lord, and we're going to minister to people everywhere, neighborhoods, work,
on
the streets, the homeless, the people that have been kicked under the bus and kicked to the curb in life, oh God. That's who we are. While we're singing this song, I just want you to kind of move around the congregation and put your hands, just keep singing about the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen.
Lord, turn his face toward you.
bless you.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord bless you and keep you.
got something here. Come on up.
I have a very strong feeling that 2023 is going to make up. We were robbed. 2020, 21, actually most of 22. We were robbed of a lot of things as an entire globe. Okay, so I want to declare, even if you don't believe it, I'm sure you do though. I'm going to declare it for me. I'm going to declare it for all of you. Join in and believe and declare for you. 2023, the three is going to be better than 20, 21, and 22. It's going to be a windfall for you. Lost things found, things you've hoped for, received, things you've planted in the ground, blooming and blossoming. It's going to come forward like a horn of plenty. It won't be like a year of desolation and cold and disease and hunger and poverty and all this stuff. It's going to be a year of abundance. Yeah.
Praise God. I say amen to that. My message is building on that because I'm going to be talking about how God can compress time for you. We're going to see that happen. But I also have a word for you too, for the whole church. This is going to be your, I would call it friendship evangelism. How many know there are a lot of hurting people out there? Really, really hurting, big time. You know, they don't know where how they're going to pay their house note or pay their gas for their cars. The Lord's going to put you at the right place at the right time to reach out to those people. How many of you know He knows where they are, and He will cause your path to cross with them, even if He has to wake you up and tell you to go to a particular place? Debbie, you remember Fred Vann? This is years and years ago in New Orleans, and it was a Sunday afternoon, and usually that's when I rest, you know, take a snooze or something. The Lord said, no, there's a desperate individual. I want you to get a hold of your friend Fred. I'm going to lead you right to them. So we went to the Coast Guard community. We don't normally go there. We haven't usually gone there. And led us right to the door. We knocked on the door. Lady opens the door. And she just looked at us. We just introduced ourselves. And she almost fell into our arms. She said, I've been waiting for you. I was ready to take my life early this morning. The Lord said, hold on, I'm going to send somebody to you. Because she didn't know her right hand from her left hand spiritually. And we were able to lead that woman to the Lord and break that thing, that demonic power off her. How many volunteer? You're going to be, God's going to use you to help people, reach people, minister to people in this new year. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Amen. All right. We have, oh, Ani, get a word. Price, come on.
I've gotten so many confirmations last night. The Lord gave me Joel 2:25 that says that the Lord will restore the years the enemy has stolen, the worms, you know, whatever. But I have had an awesome thing happen to me. And part of this is the survival skill. The blessings are going to start flowing when you learn to hear from God and respond to His voice. I've been trying to sell my business because I want to retire. And I thought I had somebody lined up, and they were too busy, and I just started seeking the Lord, and I got the name of somebody I used to know in the state office. I called her. She says, I think I know somebody. This gentleman came by to my office several weeks ago, walked in my office, and saw a picture that I've had since the turn of the century. Now, that's how many years ago? 22 years ago? I had this picture in my office down in Ahoskie, and then I brought it up here. He sees that. It's a picture of a sunrise. And on it is 2 Corinthians 5:22 that says, when you're in Christ, you're a new creation. Old things are passed away, and what? All things are new. And he saw that, and he looked at that scripture. He said, that's my life verse. I said, that sounds like a confirmation to me. Yeah. He said, when I was in Sunday school, we had to memorize a verse, and I took the shortcut. I said, Jesus wept. After about 3 weeks, his mama said, look, if you don't learn a new scripture, Jesus ain't going to be the only one that's weeping. So he got 2 Corinthians 5:22, and that's been his life verse. He came in my office the other day. We've had several visits. He said, you know, what are the odds of somebody that I spoke to 8 years ago that I worked with, and I told her that I wanted my own business, and she remembered? That was God that did that. Yes, yes. Not old Pricey here. God did it. Yes. And that's how he got me up here, by hearing his voice. And he's carried me through. And I'm believing this thing is going to continue on through, and it's going to be a successful transition. So thank you for your prayers, and praise God. We'll give him the glory.
Beautiful. Praise the Lord. Amen. Right after service, we have two things going to happen. First of all, we're going to have a water baptism. But Brother Cameron and Lisa, and we're going to hold them both down until we know what it takes. You know, not really. We're not going to do that. So you're welcome to come on back there and hang out while we baptize, and then we'll. I want to say something about our lunch today.
Well, before I do, it's just like just a short word, but it doesn't have to be a long word. Jobs and better jobs,
yeah.
And that means either better pay or fewer hours. I've got somebody I'm agreeing with over there. You know who you are, and I said, you know, more pay and fewer hours on the job, because she works 6 days a week, and I'm like, that's just for years. So God needs to intervene, amen? And he's going to. So I just challenge you with that, you know, jobs and better jobs. And so just receive the goodness of the Lord, and know that he wants the very best for you. You know, we have been at this for, what, 25 years here. Let's see, we did 25 years in New Orleans. We did another 3 years out on the field. So we've been at this for a long time, and we want our own building, okay?
Yeah.
We've been leasing here forever. I don't even care which direction it's in, whether it's Garner or Cary or Raleigh or Youngsville, or but it's got to be a central place, that everyone can come. But even when we do, other people come from distance to get here. And I want to say thank you for that. Thank you so much for coming the distance that you come. You know, you don't have to. It was such a miracle when we started. And Cary, I don't think I wanted Cary, okay, Lord. Because they have so many rules and regs, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse. You know, and they're very hostile against churches. But they're not really against churches that are seeker-friendly, you know. They've got their Caribou Coffee and all that. Hey, we've got a coffee and tea bar. We're glad. But, you know, this one church, when we first started, remember in Cary, and then we said, well, it's not going to be Cary, and we were over in Morrisville, and God began to gather people. But they would say, come for your Caribou Coffee, I promise, and cartoons for the kids. They showed cartoons, and I didn't say Bible cartoons either. Do you remember that? Yeah. And they grew, and they grew, and they grew, and we stayed small and small, but we said, you know, even if we stay like a core of believers, we're called to do this, and we're calling out people that really want the Word of God to come forth, and we're still saying that after all of these years. Now, he's getting older, but I'm getting younger, okay?
God's going to compress time.
That's what you're going to speak about today. All right, so I just want to tell you, we never know who's going to come and who's not. Now we have enormous amounts of food. And, you know, it's like you have to fix it, because then, remember the old joke of my mom's, you know, and she said we were at a church gathering, you know, and there's a lot of people, and oh, goodness, the chicken's running out, or this vegetable is running out. And she said it got worse, and it got worse. Suddenly there was just 3 pieces of chicken left. Oh, you couldn't have believed how rude people were and how they were acting up. But the two I had were real good. So, anyway, that's Mimi's old joke, you know. But so now we're going to have plenty of food, and probably plenty of food for you to take home. So how do we get so much food? Because we don't know how many are coming. But we're always preparing for a big crowd of people.
Yeah.
to come and rejoice with us. So we want you to, we're going to have water baptism.
Yep.
And after that, we'll move the tables out and we'll be seated for a wonderful lunch. And after that, we're going to stay around if anybody wants to play some games. I think Janice has Bible bingo and some prizes to go with that. We have some Uno. Or if you just want to stay in fellowship. So we're just going to hang out here all day if you'd like to stay and just rejoice with us. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So after the baptism, we'll be doing that, okay? And then we have a beautiful announcement. So we want Lauren and Debbie to stand. And they have become engaged. Let's give them a
yay!
Hand.
All right. Da-da-da-da-da.
Amen. So look for a wedding this year sometime, okay? Probably sooner than later, but 2023 is a good day to get married. I remember today is Thrawn and Isabel's, I think it's their second anniversary today.
I think so, yeah.
You know, because they got married on New Year's. Isn't that right, Matthew? So that's wonderful and awesome. God bless.
Praise the Lord. It's all good. Just be polite when you get in line. Just don't grab the person ahead of you and throw them behind you. No, you're not going to do that. I'm just giving you a hard time. Don't give us any idea. Wednesday evening, Pastor Kimberly is going to be speaking. And, you know, we've started in the book of Proverbs, and she's going to talk about how to be successful in the Lord. How many want to be successful in the Lord? So it's from 7 to 8:30. We'd love to see you there, too. All right, Pastor Kimberly, speaking of you, it's time for wealth time.
Say with me, it's wealth time. Yes. If you've never been to River of Life Church before, and this is your first time, could you raise your hand? Welcome. Welcome. You're here on a good day. Yeah. We have a gift for you following the service today. This pretty lady over here in the black and white top, she's raising her hand. She's got a gift for you immediately following the service. Ronnie, we love you. This is normally Ronnie's day. Stretch your hands toward Ronnie. Father, we just thank you, God, for complete health in Ronnie. Father, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Father, it already belongs to him. It's the believer's bread. So, Father, we thank you. And by faith, Father, we receive it for Ronnie today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
And let's pray over Tim Pritchard right now.
Yes. And Father, we just send the word to Pastor Tim Pritchard, Father. We thank you, God, that he also is fearfully and wonderfully made, Father God. And your shedding of your blood was enough for Tim. And so, Father, we thank you, God, that he is the healed of the Lord and that it belongs to his body. And by faith, we decree it and we declare it today, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. So I normally don't do offering on the first Sunday. So I'm taking Ronnie's place today. So we need the little bag, too, for, could you come stand with me, Ivy, with that? So that's for the needy. So any loose dollar bills that you have, we can just throw them in that bag. But my daughter, Tanya, she's up in Chesapeake, Virginia, and she's been reading a lot of Gary Cassie's books lately. And I'm really watching a change in her life. And so she sent this to me this morning. And I said to Pastor Lorraine, I said, this is perfect for today. So I just want to read to you. When Peter lent Jesus his boat, which in itself represented the fishing business, it changed kingdoms. So the moment that Peter let Jesus upon his boat and gave his boat to Jesus, it changed jurisdictions. That's what Gary Cassie says. So it says here, once the boats had been brought under the jurisdiction of the kingdom of God, God could then legally bring provision to it. In this case, the result was that the nets and the boats were filled so they could not hold any more. This is a great example of the hundredfold return. Many people think that a hundredfold return is a multiplying factor of what they give. For instance, let's say 100 times what we sow. This is incorrect to the hundredfold return. The measure which you have given being returned to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. In Peter's business, this was the measure that God gave, that he gave to God. And that's the measure that was filled to overflowing. Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessings of the Lord bring wealth, and he adds no trouble to it. So the moment Peter gave his ministry, gave his boat to Jesus, the moment you and I give our all to Jesus, that's when the hundredfold return comes in. That's when the wealth of God comes into you. That's when we change from the earthly jurisdiction to the kingdom jurisdiction.
Yes,
say with me, I belong.
I belong
to the kingdom.
To the kingdom
jurisdiction.
Jurisdiction.
Everything that I have, everything that I am, belongs to Jesus. And multiplication comes to me because I've changed jurisdictions. I live in the kingdom. We live in the kingdom. Amen. And because we live in the kingdom, all the wealth of the kingdom of heaven lives and resides on the inside of you and me. That means finances. That means your job. That means the car that you drive. That means the clothes that you wear. That means the food that you put on your table. That means the health and welfare of your children and your grandchildren to 1,000 generations, because we have changed jurisdictions. Amen? That's good, huh? God is good. Okay, so we have a couple ways of giving today.
I think Janice Kirkland has a testimony about the goodness of the Lord.
Do you have a testimony? Oh, please. Come on, come on. I'll come. Come on, come on, Janice.
I just want to share this with you. I was talking to somebody the other day about tithing, and I said, they said to me, I can't afford to give. I'm working two jobs. I have bills. And I said, I can't afford not to give. And so the next Sunday, that person put in her tithing, and then the next Monday, they were laying people off on her job, and the boss was looking for her, and he had a card. And she was a little worried, and she said, she opened the card, and there was $500 in it from being faithful to God and believing. And I just keep getting increases every day. It's like every single day someone blesses me or I get blessed. And I know it's from God because he wants us to be faithful. So I just want to share that.
It proves that Jesus Christ is alive and well. He's alive and well, amen, and he's with us today. So there's a couple ways we can give. We give through Tithely. That's how I give most of the time, and we can also give through PayPal. And then if you're writing your check, you can make it payable to River of Life Church. Amen. This is a new year, and God's got so many good things in store for you because you live in the kingdom jurisdiction. Amen. You can stand with me. Yes, indeed. It won't be long now. God decrees. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessings like wine pouring off the mountain.